Welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, the ultimate guide to modern midlife dating. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges of today's dating world. Think of me as your female version of Hitch, but better. With over 16 years of experience as a certified image consultant and dating coach, I've got the inside scoop on what women want. In this podcast, we're diving deep into the world of healthy masculinity and modern dating. It's a fast-changing industry, and here you'll find personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that will empower you to take control of your dating life. There's never been a better time to achieve your desired outcome, whether it's marriage, finding a significant other, securing a life partner, or simply regaining your dating confidence. We're here with you twice a week to explore the viewpoints and challenges in today's dating arena that resonate with every man seeking dating success and love. So let's dive into today's episode. We've got an exciting discussion lined up for you. Get ready for the double D's of dating, where dating dilemmas turn into dating triumphs. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Down and Dirty Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and today we're getting into the secrets of the boardroom. How to exude confidence like a CEO, entrepreneur, or any badass. So today's episode theme is really important because all the secrets and the successes of CEOs and entrepreneurs, these are the things that they do to be successful. And the importance of confidence in achieving business success is crucial. So we want to talk about the things that are going to make you exude confidence, okay? Let's talk about the first thing. Obviously, I'm going to talk about this because this is my specialty, guys, is dressing for success. Do you want to command any room? Well, I'm going to tell you that every successful entrepreneur, CEO, or badass boss has dressed for success. It is so powerful that your attire is on point. You are wearing the colors for you, for your personality, for your hue, for the value of your, the depth, and also the intensity. Now, you don't know what that means, but I do. Wearing the right colors for you is so important because your authentic personality truly comes through. Also, the style. Are you wearing the right style? Are you wearing the style that resembles you? And if you don't know what that means, then it's really important that you find out because all of these play a huge part. It's the accessories that you're wearing, making sure it's the right colors. Who is your audience? What's the message you're trying to portray? What are you trying to say before you even open your mouth and explain anything? Someone is going to judge you in an instant before they even talk to you based on your appearance. It is so powerful. Whether you're speaking on stage, whether you're networking, whether you're trying to land that million-dollar deal, whether you are moving up in the world of success in business, you must. Now, I say you must dress for success. So that is such a key point. It is paramount that you take this seriously because if you want to move up the ladder of success, this is number one, guys. The next one that I want to talk about is master the art of speaking clearly and concisely. Now, I know that I still flub up on these podcasts and I still have room to grow in this area, but when you can master the art of speaking clearly and concisely, conveying your message exactly how it is in your head to out of your mouth to the other person, this is truly an art. And this is something that needs to be practiced and practiced and practiced. The importance of clarity and the brevity in communication can command respect and attention. The more confident you are in your message, this will truly come through. And there's going to be no wavering in your message either. So getting really clear, who is your audience? What is your message? And own it. That commands respect. Another thing that successful CEOs and entrepreneurs do is prepare relentlessly. Have you ever seen someone that's not prepared, that they just jump on stage and figure it out and everything is like 100%? Not really. I don't think I've ever seen someone that doesn't know the big points before they get in front of someone or get on stage or whatever they're doing. If they're preparing for, you know, a big meeting, you know that they have prepped and prepped and prepped. So behind every confident decision and presentation is an extensive preparation of practice. So get clear, know what you're speaking about, and you will exude confidence. Control your body language. I want to talk about body language because some of us don't have proper posture. When you are slouching or bent over, it does not exude confidence. It does not say if your shoulders are not back. It means that, oh, I don't feel well. I don't know. It's all of these doubts. But when your shoulders are back and you are sitting up or standing up straight, that is showing that nothing is going to get in the way of your presentation or the things that you're expressing. Standing up straight, sitting up straight, your posture is everything. The next is eye contact. When someone is speaking to you or you're speaking to them, I want you to make sure that you are very successful with eye contact. Do not look away. Do not get fidgety. Because when you look away, you're sending a message that that person is not important, even if it's for a few minutes or a few seconds. If you're looking at your watch, if you're looking at your phone, that is all very highly disrespectful. So make sure that you hold eye contact. Also, your handshake. The other day, I went to an event and this younger lady has a very successful business and we were at a networking event and I went to shake her hand and it was like a dead fish. It was cold, it was soft, and there was no shake involved. And I was like, wow, I feel like the younger generation doesn't realize how important it is to shake a hand. You want it to be web to web and thumb to thumb, and you want to do a very sturdy shake. Okay, no dead fish. A handshake can determine whether or not someone is confident. And that's how we actually tell someone is confident. So don't forget, that's really, really, truly important. Your body language says so many things about you. And there's another little tip I'm going to share with you guys. I'm not going to give away all my tips, but if you're speaking to a group or if you are just in a networking event and your hands are in your pocket, people don't trust people with hands in their pocket. So if you're trying to send a message or if you're speaking to someone that's successful, take your hands out of your pocket. Just saying. Another really great success tip is to positively visualize the things that you want to come to fruition, the outcomes. Visualize successful outcomes before the meetings and before the presentations, because this does boost confidence. I mean, you've heard this all, right? Get into the feeling of positive visualization. I want you to think about the things that make you so excited and happy. In that excited feeling, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to sit in that, and I want you to visualize the success that's already happened. It is happening. It has already happened. And this truly does give you a boost of confidence before that presentation, before that meeting. So these are some amazing tips and tools, and we still have quite a bit more. So I might have to go a little bit faster, but the next one is embrace failure as a stepping stone. Now, I personally think, and I'm saying this because failure to me is not failure because it's a lesson learned. I want you to understand that these are learning opportunities, but you have to embrace it because running a business or being in C-suite position, You're going to have ebbs and flows in business. You're going to have successes and you're going to have failures. But this is when you learn to pivot. This is when you learn that this doesn't affect your confidence, because this is just showing you more information on maybe the direction you need to go. Okay, so don't take those personally. Use it as a stepping stone to further your success. Cultivate emotional intelligence. Now, I've talked about this in many different episodes where managing your emotions and understanding those can only enhance your leadership presence and confidence. Emotional intelligence is truly, it's almost maturity. It is in any relationship, business relationships, personal relationships, home life relationships. When you learn to control your emotions, when you learn to live in a space that you can understand other emotions around you, can really set you up as the leader. And this is what successful people in business do. Also, stay informed. I want you to discuss the importance of being up to date with industry trends and news to speak confidently on relevant topics. I want you to understand that whatever within your industry, you should always be up to date on information. Stay up to date with pop culture, with tech culture, whatever it is that your industry is in, make sure that you're informed, because God forbid you meet some person that you really want to impress and they ask you a question and you don't know the answer. Well, you don't look so confident. And maybe that guy is like, yep, we're going to skip over this guy. Also, I want you to network strategically. Now, I'm in this mastermind group, which I'm so grateful for. And we have really learned in the last couple meetings on how to strategically network. Why does that matter? Well, when you build a strong network, it can provide support and it can boost your confidence through this community. And it can also give you lots of advice, because at the end of the day, you want to surround yourself with like-minded people. Especially as an entrepreneur, this can be a really lonely business. You're by yourself. You're doing things by yourself. Like, okay, maybe you have a small team, but you're creating, you're building. And a lot of that just is whatever that it's usually being the lone wolf. So when you have these amazing networking groups that can provide a sense of this community, that you understand each other, you're going through similar hurdles and you get advice from these people. And I think that's really important to know, that the bigger the community is for you, the better you are going to be and the more confidence you will have. Also, it's really cool to keep a confidence journal, and this can just be any kind of journal, a grateful journal, like when you wake up and you're grateful for three things. It can just kind of bring you back to the successes and positive feedback, the things that you are experiencing. And if you ever go through those moments of self-doubt, which we all do, and sometimes on an hourly or a 10-minute basis, but know that you can come back to this confidence journal. You can write your wins in there and go back to those wins and kind of get back on track, right? I think it's important that when we're having these moments of uncertainty or doubt, go back to something that really brings you some beautiful peace in your life and confidence and like, yes, I'm a badass. I did this, this, this. Even if they're small wins, they're still a win. So write down wins in this confidence journal. Also, I am such an advocate of practicing mindfulness and stress management. You know, mindfulness is really about maintaining your mental and physical health, and this can enhance your overall self-assurance. This also can help with stress. Because yes, in these high positions, trust me, you're going to be going through some type of stress. We all do. Entrepreneurs, C-suite guys. I mean, these are moments in your life where the more tools you have in your tool belt, the more you're going to be able to achieve your goals, your big goals. This will also, when you achieve small goals, little goals, medium goals, big goals, these are all confidence builders. So learn how to practice mindfulness, whether it's 3 minutes a day meditating or taking a moment, take a walk during your lunch break and just forget about all electronics, forget about work. Just be in a space where there is no distractions. And this takes time. And sometimes some people just get it right away, but it truly does help. Set small, achievable goals. This highlights victories and builds confidence, because when you have a sense of accomplishment, hello, confidence comes over time, right? Every little win is a confidence builder. Every big win is a confidence builder. So set those small, achievable goals daily, hourly. Set 3 for the day. Learn how to actively listen. When you are a good listener, when you shut your mouth 80% of the time and listen, you will not only exude authority and trust, you will not come off arrogant, and you may just listen and learn. And take this as, this is very powerful, guys. I want you to understand how powerful being a good listener is. You will probably get more information out of the person that's speaking, and they will trust you because they know that you're truly listening to them. And then in return, hello, confidence. All right, we've got 2 more from our CEOs and entrepreneurs. The next one is speak with authority. I want you to provide tips on using firm yet calm tone to exhibit confidence without coming off as arrogant. How can you do this? You can just give small tips when speaking, but be firm. Like I said, don't come off as arrogant. This may take practice for you, but the more you speak about something that you're confident in, easy. And never stop learning, because any successful CEO, entrepreneur never stops learning in the self-growth world. The more self-growth, the more confidence, the more successful. Motivate listeners to continually seek new knowledge and skills, which ensures confidence in their expertise. So with that, continue to learn. Delve into the topics that bring excitement to you. Bring those to your life and you will become more confident. And the last tip, surround yourself with more successful people than you, mentors, people in your inner circle, because the people that you surround yourself with will in return equal your success or not success. And I choose to surround myself with people in my life that are only bringing value and making me better. I don't have time for all of the other things. I don't have time for people that bring me down or have that in their life, because that is not where I'm at. And successful people only surround themselves with people that are better than them, that they can learn from. Now, that's very, very important. And I really hope that these strategies, these daily routines, you can implement them in your daily routines, and this helps you build more confidence and in your business growth and your personal growth. So I hope you guys all learned some fun tips and tricks, and this enhances your confidence in any business setting. Thanks for listening. Bye for now. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to support podcasts like ours, then please hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star rating, and or invite others to listen. Your support is what helps us grow and continue to bring you valuable content. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's discussion. For all the links, resources, and additional information mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes on my website, CelesteMoore.com. That's all for now, but stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive into more exciting topics. Until then, see you next time, friends.